Okay, folks, we are finally on the line with a much-anticipated interview that I was looking forward to. A friend and colleague of Eustace Mullins, who everyone out there who knows me knows a long time I've respected, highly respected Eustace Mullins and his contributions to the truth movement. Chuck Carlson, welcome to our forum here at RTR Truth Media. It's finally nice to finally sit down and talk with you. One of my my diehard supporters, Catherine, I'd like to give a shout out to, who's kind enough to put us in communication with one another. I'm dedicating this episode to her for all the hard work that she does and information that she sends me. So welcome to RTR.
Thank you, and thanks to Catherine. I'm delighted for the introduction and glad to get to meet you finally.
Yes, sir.
And we are looking forward to this. We think it's a great venue and a good opportunity for us to get parts of our story across, and we hope that it contributes.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, you and I have, we have in common. For those of listeners out there who may not know that my mother and I were longtime members of the John Birch Society, and until I started delving deep into this truth movement, well, whatever you want to call it, and I started hearing rumors about how the Rockefellers did this and the candy company and how they infiltrated. And then one of the things that bothered me was that many of the members who I'd become friends with were, as I was becoming awakened to Zionism, and especially the oxymoron of Christian Zionism, I found that a lot of the members there were hoodwinked by Zionism too, and that was kind of a bother to me. I always stay in touch with a lot of those fellows that woke up and pulled themselves out of it, but I wanted to just mention this because a lot of people in this conspiracy crowd, they're like, oh, they're John Birchers, watch out. I'm like, well, hang on a minute.
There we were, right?
Yeah, I'm an equal opportunity criticizer, and what attracted me to the Birchers were I cannot stand cultural Marxism and communism, so I'm an anti-communist. So that's what attracted me to that, which attracts a lot of people to it. I imagine you too.
Absolutely. And also the fact that they were very strong, moral people, most usually from the Middle West.
Yes.
Very dedicated people, and we're trying to do the right thing. And that's in itself attractive.
Yes, yes.
And, of course, this problem with that you mentioned with Christian Zionism goes hand in glove with the Middle Eastern churches of our day. And this became a big issue with us, and it was not something that we could change in the John Birch Society, so we ended up finding our own way. However, we're grateful for some of the things they did.
Yes, absolutely.
They taught us, and people they introduced us to.
Yes, and a lot of information, especially historical information about our founding and different things that I'm grateful to have been exposed to. When I started exposing some of my fellow Birchers there to the fact that the 14th Amendment was never lawfully ratified, and a lot of the usurpations that happened in our history, the official leadership wasn't too happy about all of that because they're staunch constitutionalists. They didn't want to hear that there had been a part of the Constitution that had been perverted, but that is in fact the case. I mean, if you can consider. In one state, representatives were kidnapped and forcefully brought to be forced to sit in their quorum to pass an amendment that expanded the federal government in size and scope. That I called the 14th Amendment the Communist Amendment because it created a huge central planning bureaucracy that the communists already dreamed of. And I think it just empowered. Anyway, that's a whole nother story for another day. But getting back,
one of the things that was good that came out of it was introduction. That's where I met Eustace Mullins.
Yes,
we're going to be talking about today, who I think is a great star in the heroic movement in our history.
Yes,
and exposed and wrote about and and clarified a lot of things. And so things like that did come through our experiences, and I think I'm grateful for my experiences.
Yes, yes. And we,
most of
them. He opened my eyes especially to the Federal Reserve System, which is, of course, neither federal nor is a reserve. I love how they cleverly name things to be the exact opposite of what they are. And that's what they always do. Deception, deception, deception. So would you tell us a little bit now, when I found out that you were a founding member of We Hold These Truths, this is something that I'm very familiar with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes. In 2002, I had an opportunity to go to the Middle East and travel through Egypt, where I got my camel and my pet camel. And then finally, by a backdoor connection, I managed to get into the Gaza Strip, where I knew a missionary who lived there, worked there, a family that was there. And we managed to get in. And there I had the life-changing experience of watching a Israeli missile raid that might have been as many as 75 missiles. They were guided missiles fired from U.S. helicopters. They were Apaches made right here in the United States. They killed 4 people and wounded 40 more. I don't know how many of the 40 survived. I went and marched in the parade the next day, or walked behind it, I should say, hiding behind it. And I saw the travesty that's going on in the Middle East close up from my own eyes by absolute accident, just a freak of being there at that particular night.
Wow.
So this was my introduction to what is really going on in the Middle East. And it was quickly thereafter decided by a half a dozen of us who got together that what was most needed was some Christian organization, or organization of predominantly Christians. That would expose what is going on in the Middle East in terms of the warring against the Palestinian people in the name of the State of Israel. And so this was what we decided to do, and we made it our effort and objective to inform America's churches, both the mainline churches, the old traditional churches, but originally we focused upon the evangelical churches that were accepting the idea that the State of Israel in the Middle East was the fulfillment of God's promise, and therefore was favored above all else by God and must not be interfered with in any way by we Christians. This essentially became our definition of what we now call Christian Zionism. And we coined that term. The term Christian Zionism, of course, we knew that it was an oxymoron to begin with. You cannot be a Zionist and a Christian at the same time, because one stands for peace and love, and the other is ready for war and death at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that the term Christian Zionism would never be accepted by any churches, and we would use it to explain this abuse that's going on. We have since found out, however, that a number of the churches that practice this black art actually do call themselves Christian Zionists.
They ended up embracing it, yeah.
They ended up embracing it and even accepted as a legitimate form of religion,
yeah,
which we will never do.
Yeah, but I call it Christian Talmudism or
exactly.
Yeah, it's just not, it's and what did, and I like to say Christian Talmudism, because if anybody who knows, you know, Jesus's words to the Pharisees were rather clear when he addressed them on the oral traditions, and he said, you know, your doctrines of men make the law of the Father of none effect. He was addressing the oral traditions, which would eventually become written down as the Talmud, and he was very clear about this. And
absolutely.
It amazes me how people can profess to be Christians and embrace an ideology of a people who accept Talmudism, and essentially that it is a form of supremacism that all of us are essentially second class citizens or even beasts in some respects, not even men. It's a very scary situation. My heart bleeds for these people because they're so brainwashed.
Absolutely, and our efforts are to try to change and inform them, but we've also realized that this is a very slow process and we need to go faster. And we've begun to realize that if we go to the mainline churches and explain to them what Christian Zionism is all about, they don't have much trouble understanding it. Yeah. They can quickly grasp not only what it is, but what's wrong with it. So we have commenced to attempt to reach Lutherans, Presbyterians, Episcopalians, Catholics, other believers who follow Jesus' words, and at least try to, explain to them that they need to be active participants in correcting their brothers who are in the Southern Baptist Convention and the other Zionist-leaning churches.
Yes, yes.
Which, by the way, make up the primary support base for the whole movement.
Oh yes. I dare say without the support of Christian Zionism in America, Israel wouldn't be anywhere near as far along in its endeavors as it found itself. I don't think that many of these wars in the Middle East would have ever happened.
We believe that. We believe that that the Christian Zionist movement did result in and foster most of the wars we've had in the Middle East. Of course, the purpose of these wars are other. There are other purposes for these wars.
Sure.
They weren't just to satisfy Israel's bloodlust.
No.
They have the definite business purposes that are carried out by business interests in America.
And always have. They funded just about both sides of every war since the past at least several hundred years. Some people call it Rothschild Zionism, and I don't think that's a terribly inaccurate descriptor, considering who financially and logistically used their connections to see to that the state would come into fruition. And a lot of these interests, look at the the Golan Heights with Genie Oil. Who owns Genie Oil? Rothschild, Cheney, and Rupert Murdoch. And now the United States has declared that they recognize Israel's claim over the Golan Heights and all of the natural resources that it's so obvious to anyone who just removes the blinders from their eyes. And who was it that said, and scrubs the communist soap suds from their brain?
we like to try to explain it in a little image that you can picture. And may I?
Sure, please go ahead.
What we look at is the war movement, especially in the Middle East, but not limited to the Middle East, but especially there. The one we're in the midst of now, where we've seen at least five or six countries in the Middle East thrown down, and each one of them was a powerful oil producer, and three or four more major oil producers, some that we rarely hear of, such as South Sudan, mm-hmm. are under enormous pressure right now to for someone to take them over and control their oil. So there's always the faction that wants to take over. We picture this as a kind of a pyramid, a three-sided object. If you can picture one of those Middle Eastern pyramids in Egypt sticking up there in the air,
yeah.
hundreds of feet. One side of the pyramid to us is the pressure for the war machine itself. The idea that we always have businessmen who can make a very good living out of war, and we have plenty of these companies from Boeing to Lockheed to General Dynamics, all of which participated in the raid I witnessed in Gaza in 2002. All of them had a stake in it. And then hundreds of other companies that are in this war complex We don't label them evil. They're operated by people like ourselves, but they have an interest in war. The second side of the pyramid that we see is where does the money come from side? And this is where our mutual friend Eustace Mullen came in and explained to you and to me so well, so much better than I would have ever known without him, how this money machine actually works to finance wars and all kinds of other mechanisms around the world, but particularly the financing of wars by essentially creating or printing money out of nowhere,
yep,
out of thin air. It is the inflation machine that runs things. And strangely enough, and bizarre as it may seem, it isn't controlled by anybody in our country. It's an internationally controlled cabal that is above our president. So when we hear our president say he's going to throttle the Federal Reserve, yeah, or he's going to demand they do this or that, we can just chalk that up as self-serving self-amusement, because this system basically is independent. It is above and created above our government.
Well, Alan Greenspan kind of made that clear when he was asked that question. He was painfully, brutally honest. And, you know, I play that clip often.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to hear it myself. Yeah. Have heard it. And then the third side of this pyramid that all meet at the top is that there has to be somehow created an uninformed support, an uninformed broad public support, hopefully from a very moral, upstanding segment of the economy that basically supports the ideas of these first two machines, the war machine and the money machine. And it has to basically be large enough and influential enough to actually cause others to go along with it, to where this whole notion of continuous war can be sold. That has turned out to be what we have come to call the Christian Zionist movement.
I come to call them to the what Stalin used to call his foot soldiers, are useful idiots. I hate to say it, and I don't mean that as a derogatory insult to them to assault their senses. But this is what Stalin, and he said that they would never realize that the people that would put them in positions of power, they would never realize what it was and who it was they were serving or what they were doing. And he called them useful idiots. And that's who I kind of look at the Christian Zionists as being. But good.
I can probably say I was never completely one of them, but I was certainly raised and lived for some decades within their system, mm-hmm, and knew it very well. I was a deacon in a Baptist, mm-hmm, church. I participated in these things. And I finally began to see through these war problems and realize there was something wrong that just did not equate with what Jesus said. And of course, our approach to this Christian Zionist group is to point out what Jesus said about peace, loving your brother, loving even your enemy, and nothing ever that would ever support any kind of a war or an armed conflict against anyone.
No.
So this is basic Christianity 101. And it's been violated by this third face of this ugly triangle.
Yeah. I challenge all Christians to please show me anywhere in the New Testament that it justifies more bombs for Jesus.
Exactly. And it's not found. It isn't found in clever language. It isn't found disguised. It isn't found hidden in some other phrase or place or said by somebody else for him. It's just not there. Christianity is about peace and love. And so this is our approach, then, is to try to educate on these three fronts.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that sounds frankly, about right to me.
Is one with the Christian Zionists.
Sounds about right to me.
We do owe a lot to Eustace Mullen and the people that taught us how the money part of this worked, because if we wouldn't have been able to understand that, we would have never understand where the wars came from.
Very true. I consider him one of my mentors. Really gave me the footing, the basis for the realization that something was very wrong.
Oh, yeah. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And it led me down many other paths of discovery just from the books and the conversations, and so many areas that now that I can see, and they're all tied into it. Seems like some people will say, you know, when I try and make connections, like when it comes to the Kennedy brothers and their assassination, and a lot of other world events, the hands behind it, the people behind it. People say, "Oh, you see them. That you think that they do everything." No, it's not that I think. It has nothing to do with what I think. It's very simply what the world is prevented from hearing or seeing about. Just as simple as the man who killed Lee Harvey Oswald. They always call him Jack Ruby, and even the Oliver Stone JFK movie that shows you Jack Ruby, that doesn't give you the background of who Jack Rubenstein really was. He was a Jewish gangster who was tied in with Mickey Cohen and Meyer Lansky, and there were networks of gangsters, and they don't tell you any of this stuff. They don't teach you any of this stuff. Or the fact that Kennedy demanded inspectors to go into Dimona, to their nuclear facility there in Israel, And he was back and forth with Ben-Gurion about it. Ben-Gurion ended up having to step down. And come to find out, Vanunu, the NUMEC material that disappeared out of Pennsylvania ended up going to Israel. So Kennedy knew, he and his brother knew what was going on. But as he was pressuring Israel to get in there for those nuclear inspectors, and he also, Bobby Kennedy was trying to push the Zionist Organization of America to register as foreign agents, and then both of those brothers are taken out simultaneously, and the replacements turn around and go full tilt. They don't worry about the inspectors. They don't worry about the Zionist Organization of America. They're doing the exact opposite than what the Kennedy brothers were trying to accomplish. So I think that it, at very least, is relevant in the discussion.
Absolutely.
So anyway.
Well, we like to concentrate our discussion, our efforts, and we hold these truths. Mm-hmm. We like to concentrate, of course, on the Christian Zionist idea, because this is where the good people are who need to be changed. Mm-hmm. We'd like to see them change because we think that would produce permanent change. Mm-hmm. And we would like, of course, to see the Federal Reserve abolished, and we're happy to talk about that. We have plenty of things from Eustace Mullins and others in my own experience, too, that lead me to understand how this illegal banking system, a cartel of crime, essentially financing what they want to finance, regardless of economic conditions, it goes on here and it's going on in other countries.
Yeah, and it's not remotely constitutional. It never was remotely constitutional, and it still got rammed down our throats.
No. Only Congress shall finance money. Only Congress has the power to print money.
Right.
Establish the value thereof. Yep. Isn't that in the Constitution?
Yes.
And where did we get this Federal Reserve in 1913 that simply does that every day in front of us and then tells us we have to lack it or lack it?
Yeah, if anybody else did what the Fed did, they would be buried underneath a prison.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So Christian Zionism, I'm looking at Pastor Hagee. My God, that behemoth of an organization. And he just, when you listen to him, it's just all about, if he said the name Jesus Christ half as many times as he said the word Israel, I think I'd fall out of my chair. It seems like he's worshiping an idol in the foreign state.
One of the little exercises we've done is to go to church meetings and after the meeting point out how few times Jesus' name is mentioned. And in some cases, he doesn't get mentioned at all in some of these Zionist meetings. John Hagee and some of his crowd have noticed that we've said this, and they're starting to plug in Jesus' name a few times just for effect. But it's usually in Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
You go to the Zionist church.
Blasphemers.
Because all of the conversation is about the ideas they're trying to put forward, the people they're trying to fund, and so on.
Yes. I agree. It's so sad. So sad to see so many people so hoodwinked. Good people. There's a lot of good people I knew. In otherwise every aspect of their lives, relatively just normal, everyday, red-blooded American folks, man. And they're just, they're swept away. I remember butting heads with this gentleman. He calls himself Wild Bill for America. And I used to watch his videos all the time because he seemed like a Tea Party constitutionalist. And, a lot of the things that he said resonated with me. And then he started in with the Israel thing. And then he went after people that were advocating on behalf of the USS Liberty and called us a bunch of Jew-hating anti-Semites. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Now, good people. There's a lot of good people I knew. I mean, in otherwise every aspect of their lives, relatively just normal, everyday red-blooded American folks, man, and they're just they're swept away. I remember butting heads with this gentleman. He calls himself Wild Bill for America, and I used to watch his videos all the time because he seemed like a a Tea Party constitutionalist, and you know, a lot of the things that he said resonated with me. And then he started in with the Israel thing, and then he went after people that were advocating on behalf of the USS Liberty and called us a bunch of Jew-hating anti-Semites. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You went from talking like a constitutional patriot to a Bolshevik in 3.2 seconds. I mean, you're talking about literally Bolshevik-style laws that censor people and silence what they say and prevent them from being able to spend or not spend their money where they choose to spend it or not to spend it. This is not anything remotely American. And here we have this guy in a cowboy hat. It breaks my heart. It really does.
Well, Tom, we hold these truths, really think that the key to this is, of course, unwinding that part of the pyramid, the face of the pyramid, that has Christian Zionist written on it. But we also think in order to do that, these people have to be led to understand what the Federal Reserve is doing to their money, their futures, their children's future, the future of our country. They need to understand that. When we can get the Christian part, the Christian face of the pyramid, to recognize the side of the pyramid across the top from them, the one that says the Federal Reserve and the money supply, when we can get the Christian side to understand that side of it, I think the whole pyramid is going to fall apart because it's hollow inside. The faces of it are strong, powerful looking. It looks like it can withstand anything. It looks like those Egyptian pyramids. But in fact, it is an empty shell. And it's kept alive by virtue of the great war lies that are carried on, the huge amount of propaganda, and the way it's been able to influence America's churches to not take any kind of a stand on these questions. Yes. Of morality, not just questions of Jesus' name, but questions of morality and war.
Yes,
killing.
Yes, absolutely.
In their name. And we do believe that the answer to this is going to resort back to the Christians at the core of these churches on the face of that face of that pyramid. And when that happens, it's going to be something to behold. There's going to be a collapse like you've never seen. Picture a pyramid as tall as the Egyptian pyramid that's hollow inside, and it collapses. What that's going to look like? That will look puny, small, and dusty compared to what our system is going to look like when awakening finally does take place.
I pray for that. That would be an awesome thing. You know, we need to have an awakening. Another reformation, I guess.
Another reformation, right.
Sir.
Well, there have been many reformations throughout the centuries.
Yes,
so
yes, there is.
Why not one more? It's time for one.
Yes, I agree with you. Okay, we're at 30 minutes exactly on Christian Zionism, and I would like to... I'm going to pause real quick. Hang on one second. Christian Zionism, isn't it just one of those things that just... we're all in pursuit of trying to wake people up. We're gonna revisit this. Ladies and gentlemen, Chuck Carlson is going to be back with me. Again, this is just part one of probably several parts. We're going to be talking again more in the future about Eustace Mullins, but why don't you tell me a little bit about what you were just saying before we came back on?
Well, my experience was to meet Eustace Mullins some years later, but in 1962, actually 1963, I ended up in New York in a training class on Wall Street by one of the Big Ten brokerage firms, The guy they hired to do the class, name was Lohman, Philip Lohman. Philip was a Ivy League professor at one of the universities, Vermont or somewhere. He came down to Wall Street because he had a young, expensive wife. He needed more money. And so he took a job as a training director for this big brokerage firm. And his pet love was the Federal Reserve System, and he introduced it to me for the first time. He told me all about the Federal Reserve System. He told us, all of us in the class, that if we could learn to think like they did, follow their example, and then go follow their and do what they did, we'd never have to worry about being wrong, and we'd never have to worry about money.
Wow.
He went on to laud the Federal Reserve for the whole 6 months that we were there. And I went down and visited the five-floor deep vault in the Fed, took my new wife with me. We looked through the grates. We saw the gold stacked up on the floor in the fifth store basement in little cages that represented countries. Germany here, Japan there, China there, the U.S. over here in a big pile. inside these things. And this was my introduction to there being a Federal Reserve System. A few years later, of course, Eustace Mullins, became a friend. He stayed with me at my home in Phoenix. We took him around to meetings, put on programs for him. He spoke. He always drew great audiences because he was so knowledgeable and had this incredible experience that we'll just have to relate to you. It just goes beyond imagination what he learned and from his experience in discovering the Federal Reserve and what it really did and what it was really all about and who really owned it, controlled it, and why. And so that's, I think, would be a good part two.
Oh, I think that would be an excellent part two. And, you know, I thank you for joining us today. And for those folks out there that are wondering when a part two is coming, Chuck and I plan on having regular conversations, and I plan on recording all of them. And, you know, just like a lot of Eustace's recordings have been preserved, thank goodness, I think it's important that we do preserve all of these recordings for posterity and for future generations. You know, so you can never let it be said that we didn't try and inform as many people as we could, right? So that's our duty. It's our dedicated duty to do that, I believe. So,
and it's my pleasure to be on with you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's the honor and pleasure is mine, sir, and I look forward to part two. And ladies and gentlemen, part two will be coming very soon, probably just within maybe
this
a few
is
a days
report
or a week
on
or so.
RTRtruthmedia.com. Links will be supplied. The CIA declassified presidential summary reports between 1946 and 48, released in November 2018. Truman's treason in recognizing Bolshevik Israel. Now, I go to the CIA reading room about 4:30 every morning and start digging through, and sometimes the FBI vault too. But what we were told about Israel when I found these reports kind of blew my mind. So U.S. recognition and support can now be seen through the eyes of what President Truman knew. Not what we thought that he knew, not what he think his opinion was, but what was being placed in front of him. And that gives the whole historical perspective a different scope. So we're working on a comprehensive article at RTR on the entire backstory. It's going to be a rather lengthy article. But we wanted to share these images with the world to show that we've been saying, you know, what we've been saying for a long time is not based on emotion or beliefs or any kind of hatred, but facts. We're anti-communist, anti-totalitarian. Israel has been the greatest redistribution of wealth scheme known to man. Below, you're going to see what this has anything to do with the authentic need of refugees. So, at first, we have a document released in 2018, in November. Source is the Daily Summary CIA Reading Room with the rest of the used documents. This is from 1948, and it clearly states in the CIA report to the president, Jewish emigrants reportedly communist terrorists. A report that 80% of Jewish immigrants currently being shipped to Palestine from Soviet-controlled black seaports are communist Jews trained as terrorists and guerrillas. Now, keep in mind, I want people to understand this is because, first of all, you couldn't leave the Soviet Union. It was illegal to leave the Soviet Union. So if you did, you did so with the state's permission. There's another aspect to this that people need to be aware of. In the Soviet Union, anti-Semitism was a death penalty offense. So these were not peoples whose lives were in danger, who needed to flee to a homeland. And it says right here, 80% of the emigrants currently being shipped to Palestine from Soviet-controlled black seaports are communist Jews trained as terrorists and guerrillas. And, of course, as we saw with Haganah and Irgun, you're going to see that. So the Irgun is also mentioned in these reports. Communist-funded paid mercenaries to head to Palestine with Irgun. The following is a mainstream account. Now, this is from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, what we've been told is that these are right-wingers, a lot of these, right? You hear that term used a lot.
the right-wing Irgun Jewish right-wing underground movement. Now, what's being reported as right-wing is only right-wing of communists. It's not the right-wing as we understand here. But this has mentally trapped more American conservatives into supporting outright Bolshevik communists for decades. So, the Irgun, national military organization, Jewish right-wing, like they said in Palestine, founded at first supported by many non-socialist Zionist parties, but that didn't last long since Israel required massive redistribution of American wealth and was founded by Bolshevik communists in opposition to the Haganah. It became, in 1936, an instrument for the Revisionist Party, an extreme nationalist group. Now, it goes on to say that the Irgun committed acts of terrorism against the British, whom they regarded as the British being illegal occupiers, which is laughable, considering that these Bolsheviks were stealing and occupying lands from Palestinians. So, and other Arab nations as well. And it was also violently anti-Arab. So the Irgun participated in the organized illegal immigration into Palestine after the publication of the British White Paper on Palestine, which severely limited immigration. Irgun's violent activities led to the execution of many members by the British because they were committing crimes and murdering people. And in retaliation for taking them to task for murdering people and committing acts of terrorism, the Irgun started executing British Army hostages. So then they, when they killed people and got killed back, they responded by killing hostages. Wonderful. So Irgun's members were extremely disciplined, daring, and blah, blah, blah. So on the 22nd of July 1946, a false flag attack to blame Arabs and incite hatred. Irgun blew up the wing of the King David Hotel in Jerusalem, killing 91 soldiers and civilians, British, Arab, and Jewish. On April 9th, 1947, a group of Irgun commandos raided the Arab village of Deir Yassin, killing about 100 of its inhabitants. The King David Hotel is known as the Levant Affair and Operation Susanna. So let's get to more of these documents here. From 1948, this says here that basically the reasons for resignation from SNEB Jewish agency. According to the U.S. Consul General McAtee in Jerusalem, Jewish sources agree that the resignation of SNEF from the Jewish agency executive resulted principally from dissatisfaction among conservative elements of the communists, of the executive with SNEF's extremism. So conservative leaders objected particularly with various communist groups, but they became co-opted and taken over. So in Eastern Europe and his demands for immediate large-scale immigration from Romanian and Bulgarian seaports. Again, here we have a confirmation of these communists who did not need a home being brought to Palestine and forcing people out of their homes when they were perfectly safe where they were. Okay, so, and then said merging Irgun, the Jewish terrorist organization, with Haganah, which is military arm of the Jewish agency, which has now become the IDF. While permitting Irgun cells to continue intact with Haganah, and to SNEZ's objection to the Jewish agency's policy of imposing restraint on Haganah. God forbid they should keep some restraint on the terrorists. So then it says that the Palestinian government informed McAtee that the Arab anger over the inclusion of several thousand communists among the immigrants headed for Palestine has overshadowed the issue of illegal immigration. So the Arabs in the area were really ticked off at the communists that were coming more than any other thing. Okay, so our next document, you can see here that the UK will undoubtedly continue to maintain, this is a CIA opinion report, the UK will undoubtedly continue to maintain the position it took repeatedly during the last GA session, that the UK will not assist in the implementation of any plan not acceptable to both Arabs and Jews. Here you had arms shipments that were suspended to Arab states, allowing the communists again to even continue on. Here's another image that basically states that Arabs will never accept the partition of Palestine because they believe that a Zionist state unable to survive without outside support, in other words, redistribution of wealth from other nations, would ultimately involve the destruction of Arab independence through foreign domination, and that's kind of basically what happened.
then he goes on to say that he believes the Arabs would accept a numerical parity with the Jews in such a state, provided Jewish acquisition of land was restricted into a secular, all-encompassing one state where they had mutual representation, which is what happened in the United States. So even though you have Christian Zionists and supporters of Israel who just apparently do not, they keep comparing Israel's democracy with the United States, nothing could be further from the truth. So our next report shows Soviet communist Zionist terrorists. It very specifically, the CIA is laying out that that the tragic spectacle of Arabs fighting Americans in the convention sent an international force to Palestine to maintain order, and that a number of Soviet Jewish saboteurs have been apprehended in Egyptian territory. So, the CIA comment, the acts of violent sporadic rioting and anti-U.S. demonstrations reported by U.S. representatives in various parts of the Arab world can be regarded as merely a prelude to the concerted Arab action which has...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with
this country is coming to. I sure would like to know if they don't do something by and by. The rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
Can be regarded as merely a prelude to the concerted Arab action, which, as King Farouk indicates, will take place after the UK withdraws its forces from the administration of Palestine. So you see, again,
they were really upset over the Soviet communist element here. Now, we were supposed to be at a war with world communism, folks. We just entered the Cold War. It's right after World War II, right? So while the Arabs were fighting the communists, and the U.S. was allegedly fighting world communism, we ended up taking the side of communists in Bolshevik Israel. Interesting. So the only peaceful position rejected by the Bolshevik Zionists was the one-state solution, and it declared, the CIA declared that many of the Arab Higher Committee were open to reason, and it was rejected by the Zionists completely. So we ended up giving in to them. It's not a sound policy to negotiate with terrorists, but the Arabs were still open to reason, so the CIA said then. So, and here we see not only was this a losing redistribution of wealth scheme placed on the backs of America, but that even then, and right away, it was placing American lives and property in danger. That is what this next image will show. It says that basically the official states that U.S. policy in Palestine is not only affecting oil interests, but it's also creating a situation which menaces U.S. lives and property in the Middle East and is rapidly destroying the constructive influence of such institutions as the American University at Beirut. So who is Truman serving? The U.S. policy on Palestine was directly endangering and causing instability, causing danger to U.S. lives and property. Wouldn't that be giving aid and comfort to the enemy, which are the communists, and wouldn't that be treason? So anyway, here's a, just a little bit more. This is from Haaretz. USSR is our second homeland, said one kibbutznik. And by the way, a kibbutz, they can call it nice, it's a communism, said one kibbutznik when Stalin died. Incredible as it may seem, the article says, Stalin's Soviet Union was once the center of Israeli identity, and it still is. The real Russian collusion story that no one wants to talk about. Questioning it is a crime. Now you know why communists devised the term anti-Semitic and hate speech. This is what came from them. Stop using those terms. They put forth a slew of those who identify as Jewish to do their deeds because that's a protective layer and it's a trick. And here we have Shulamit, I always have trouble saying her name, Aloni, former Israeli minister, admits that the Holocaust and anti-Semitic accusations are used to manipulate those who criticize Zionists.
Yours is a voice of criticism we don't often hear in the United States. Often when there is dissent expressed in the United States against policies of the Israeli government, people here are called anti-Semitic. What is your response to that as an Israeli Jew?
Well, it's a trick. We always use it. When from Europe somebody is criticizing Israel, then we bring up the Holocaust. When in this country people are criticizing Israel, then they are anti-Semitic. And the organization is strong and has a lot of money. And the ties between Israel and the American Jewish establishment are very strong.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.